For the purpose, critique, review, education, and positive vibes, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, in memory of Peter Tork, is proud to present
Magic Monkey Mania number 46. Peter Tork passed away at 77. Complications with the cancer that he was diagnosed with back in 2009. What can you say?
Glad we saw them.
2016 at Stateline.
Stateline, and we just saw them last summer at the, oh my gosh, the Palladium?
Well, that was Mickey and Mike we saw at the Orpheum in Los Angeles. So, anyway.
But didn't Peter Tork come out, or they sang something?
They paid tribute to him.
They sang
his song. There's his song For Pete's Sakes. He has a long monkey
and
history.
And they did some weird commercial they showed about them sitting out in the desert for like...
the Kool-Aid commercial.
Yes, that was crazy.
So the plan is for this podcast, I want to do a 5-series podcast looking at Peter in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and the aughts. The aughts are the zeros for those who can't figure that out. So we're going to get to that next Pod Monkeys podcast, Peter Tork in the 60s. But Mike and Mickey, the Mike and Mickey show, has resumed touring again.
Oh, wow.
These are shows that they got canceled because Mike had to have open heart surgery.
Kind of like Lindsey Buckingham just did.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You're so right. That good note. Good point.
Because you don't know what really Lindsey Buckingham wrote for people, or they collaborated, or somebody says, hey, Lindsey, or, you know, Mike with him. You don't know. It's really a close-knit community.
True. So what we got here, we're going to do 4 sound checks and 2 lives that's going on for the Mickey and Mike tour. It's all over YouTube. It's all over the internet. It's collectible. Here it is. We're going to start out with Sunny Girlfriend and You Told Me from the sound check.
You wrote that?
I'm going to Mary. Why don't you guys do some guitar changes?
No.
Did the house turn on? Is that what I'm hearing different?
He doesn't write good songs.
Okay. Gonna turn the house on and off. You know that works.
Okay.
Yeah. On my list, it says go to Mark.
I really wanted to dance, but I'm trying to be selfish.
Next one will be You Told
Mary Mary.
The lights are killing me. I don't know about you, but I can't see anything.
Probin, really crunch this thing when you charge at the beginning. So everything cracks, you know, like it is on the record. But I mean, I'm just saying it's such a nice thing that just comes in from these guitars.
Self-centered.
And you go, it sounds cool.
Let me know if any of those need to change.
Sunny Girlfriend, You Told Me. What do you think so far?
Pretty cool. I think that's his wife really there.
We can't be certain. It sounds like Cersei Link.
Yeah, I was just going to say,
they're not on stage there. But the sound check stuff is so cool because it gives you a whole different aspect with a dropout of an instrument or two that's not being played. Maybe the bass isn't. You know, it's neat because the sound guys are the ones that are getting the mix to sound just right for the theater or the arena,
the venue,
wherever they're at.
That's pretty cool.
That's the main thing, you know? Because if you had this stuff back in the 80s, oh my God, you would be a god.
Yeah. It's like, put a quarter in the payphone, load it up. Here, let's get this. We can't bring it in, but we're going to get it done, you
exactly.
know?
So let's continue into this sound check. Here is Door Into Summer, and You Just May Be the One.
Thank you.
Hi, Damon.
Well, I'm still getting right here, right here, in the gym.
That one, do you, yeah.
I think, unless you really want to, and I don't want to overwork too much.
Okay, that's a good idea. Let's go overwork.
Let's do, you just maybe that. You just may be the one out front. Mm-hmm. You just may be the one on the sides.
You just may be.
Well, that's more than one.
I can just say, hold on, hold on.
Just two,
yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that's
right.
Complete silent, almost like an.
They can get the full tour schedule on monkeys.com, right? Is it monkeys.net or monkeys.com? Oh, yeah.
But if they Google monkeys tour, all the dates will come up.
I'm sorry. Okay. Well, it's that. Here it is. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Sneak it in as a tick, that's okay, but it's basically the way it was written. I wrote this.
Good job.
Is there anybody here, by the way? I wrote this. I wrote this. I'm Mike.
Yeah, go with more.
Sound checks are so cool because you get every, you get what they call the warts and all. You know, hear them working it out. You know, it's, yeah.
That was pretty fun.
It's so special, you know. So let's do one more sound check. Here is Listen to the Band.
Let's try it again.
But what's the tempo gonna be?
What I just did.
Well, no, just
what
you said.
But it's kinda
nice when you're a little. Let's see what happens. Okay, here we go.
I'm going to start it. Start it.
So that's one of the sound checks. This is what we're listening to is from over a couple of nights at the start of the tour. I'm not going to get down the nitty gritty, but Mickey was there for that one, for listening to the band. So now let's play some of the live stuff from the show that's not from the sound check, shall we?
What was the name of the place we went to and saw the Opium?
The Opium.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, man.
That was a nice theater.
That was nice. Where we sat, we were up in the balcony, kind of. Center stage, I think you couldn't have got a better seat than that because you just saw everything.
You saw the whole... Yeah, it was. I liked... Yeah. I'm not going to critique it too much, but it was just a good experience, you know?
Kind of like what you're doing here, showing behind-the-scenes stuff, like stuff you can't get.
Yeah, and if you don't get it here, where else are you going to get it?
Nowhere else but
this
here.
This is the podcast for rare and hard-to-find monkeys tracks.
Exactly.
So let's get into it for the live cut of let's get into it, the live cut, Good, Clean, Fun. So what do you think of Good, Clean, Fun? That's what they opened the show with, as always.
Did they open our show with that?
Yes, of course.
Okay, I don't remember that, but that was really, really, really sweet. I like that.
All right, so now you've heard the sound check of You Just Maybe One. Let's do the live version.
Yeah.
cool because you heard the work through from the sound check, and then you get to hear the real deal with Mickey there.
I kind of like the sound check better because you don't know what you're going to get, like Cracker Jacks. You never know what's at the
bottom.
That's
true.
And I liked it because you heard somebody, you said sneezing, yeah. You had somebody else, the girls yelling, you have somebody else like coughing.
You always have a good reference words of putting to something. The Cracker Jack box.
Who's getting a blowjob from a groupie? Whose grandmother's there singing with no teeth in? Is somebody having tea? Honestly, that's what I like about that shit. You just don't know what
you're
going to get.
Two out of three ain't bad.
Meatloaf.